Hey everybody, it's Uncle Scotty and Cousin John, and we're here for another non-denominational holiday extravaganza. Hopefully you and yours have had a great whatever you celebrate. Johnny, how was your whatever you celebrate?
It's great.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We did it on Sunday.
That's good. How was the kid over there? Did he get into a lot of your stuff?
He opened. He did fine. He jumped up and down. He ran up and down the steps. He tired himself out, and then he slept in the waterbed.
Nice.
Yeah. Like any two-year-old would do.
Two-year-old. That'd have been great. It seemed like a fun time, and now they're off to New Hampshire.
Yep. They're up there.
They're up there just hanging out, doing their dang thing.
Yeah. He got everything he wanted from Santa, a police car and a garbage truck.
Interesting. What's the dynamic he's got there?
He likes those service vehicles.
Hey, man, who doesn't? Little kid, all he needs is a fire truck, and he's good to go.
We should see what K-Bid has. We might be able to buy him a real garbage truck.
Oh, we could. Really just
what if I just show up at their house next time driving a garbage truck?
Oh, their neighbors would be pissed.
I'd love it.
Let's do it. Let's just park a garbage truck in front of their yard. Here you go, guys. Mini Cooper looks like it's a little...
I would bet the garbage trucks don't get good gas mileage.
Oh, I guarantee you they do not. Looks like all... Oh, we got a skid steer auction.
Oh.
Don't know what that is. So...
All right.
How'd you deal with your Christmas today as we record this on the 25th?
I went to my house and I cleaned out my room. Well, I went to my parents' house and I cleaned out my room.
Okay. I was going to say, you went to your house. I'm like, so you woke up?
Yeah. I went to my parents' house. We had some paella for Christmas.
Ooh.
And I cleaned out a bunch of stuff. My Mount St. Joe wrestling jacket.
Nice.
Was still in the closet. It actually fits me now. For some reason, I had a large jacket.
What?
It obviously didn't fit me in high school.
No.
It fits me now. I'm going to wear it.
Sure.
Wear it to work, I think.
Why not?
Next week. I'm not working the rest of this week. I'm going to watch soccer all day tomorrow in a bar with Death.
Nice. A Boxing Day tradition.
Boxing Day tradition. Don't even have to punch a kangaroo.
No, yet.
Yet.
Well, that's good. Seemed like a fun Christmas.
Yeah, I got the job done.
Yeah, we had, Jen and I had Christmas on Tuesday, because I had to work Christmas morning, so. It was a fun time. Got her some stuff. She got me some stuff. It was a great time had by all. She got me a representation of the MCI Center during the end of the 2003-04 season. Empty arenas.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Cheap seats,
just available front row. Still nobody in there.
I mean, it looked fantastic, though.
Nah, it was really cool. I was really jazzed to see it. It was pretty awesome. And she got me the scratch-off hockey arena poster, which is... Mwah. By my count, I'm up to 17.
Wow.
Up to 31. So.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, hit up a bunch of them during drafts, right?
Yeah, that's what I call. I'm like, yep, I've been to that arena. Didn't see a hockey game, but I've been there.
Yeah, and I don't think it necessitates you seeing a hockey game.
See, I was wondering that, because I've only been to the MTS Center in Winnipeg to see wrestling. So I don't know. I count hockey-related things. I don't know if wrestling... would fall under that mold.
I don't know. I've seen soccer games at Ravens M&T Bank Stadium. I have not seen the Ravens play there.
I thought you went to a Ravens game.
In London.
Oh, that's right. You. Of course.
Of course. Why would you think that I took the half an hour ride to watch them in Baltimore?
Right. The quick shot up 95. Oh, Jesus.
No, instead an 8-hour flight.
But you got a Mr. Mime out of it, so there you go.
I did. I don't know. I mean, does it count outdoor stadiums? Because that would be cool. It does not, probably.
No, it doesn't. I wish I had a CFL scratch-off map. I have two of them already. With McMahon Stadium and the whatever the hell they call it now in Winnipeg. They do have baseball and basketball and football, I do believe, on the on it was Pop Charts.
Pop Charts?
Pop Charts. So
is the McMahon Stadium named after Vince McMahon, founder of the XFL?
That'd be great if it was. I don't think it was. I think it was Jim McMahon, former Bears quarterback.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
So a little closer to football.
1984.
Exactly.
Super Bowl shuffle.
And Walter Payton in the fridge. It was great times.
Yeah.
I think he's the only one still alive in that group.
I did find a lot of random stuff in my house.
Yeah?
Well, my parents' house. I keep saying my house. Not my house. My parents' house. It used to be my room. Yeah, I came back with lots of dust. Lots of dust, first of all. I had a Washington Capitals autographed puck. I have no idea who autographed it. It had to have been when the Caps were practicing at Piney Orchard. I have a... I think it was the All-Star Game baseball that had the orange and black threads in a case. I have the Cal Ripka Jr. 21-31 baseball that they made. That might have been the 21-31 baseball, actually, mm-hmm. with the orange and black threads on it. So I found some baseballs. I have an article from when Wayne Gretzky broke the NHL record for goals.
Nice.
Still up on the wall.
Perfect.
I found some stuff that I think my aunt gave me. It's like a 1983-84 Philadelphia Flyers team calendar.
Interesting.
Yeah. I got some Flyers stuff. I've got a news clipping where Ron Hextall scores.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I found some really decently random things in my house.
That's perfect.
My old room. I filled up a whole tote. I have to take the second tote now to get some more things, I think, out of the house. But yeah, all in all, I have no idea why I need to get all this stuff out of my parents' house. Like, I don't know. Maybe they're planning on just demolishing it and restarting over. I have no idea why. All of a sudden, need to grab all this stuff. All right, great.
So, he's like, I need more stuff in this house.
Perfect. Exactly what I need in my house. A bunch of medals from junior league wrestling.
And you had Black Bears games this weekend?
I did. Went to the Black Bears. I was I played team photographer this weekend. I was the only one that was there for the photographing sessions. That's why you got to see me out on the ice.
Yes.
That's why you saw me out there. So, yeah, two big wins for the Black Bears this weekend.
Yep.
And I picked up our jerseys. Colin handed me all of the jerseys. And by all of the jerseys, I mean I got somebody else's jersey as well. So I got to take that back with me the next time. I got the other photographer's jersey as well. Colin was like, here, take all these. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, all these are yours. It's like, all right. So I threw them in the back of my car. Did not look until I got home. Oh, first of all, I also got a handwritten thank you note from Mikhail Gonchar.
Oh, interesting.
Thanking me for taking pictures of the team.
Hey.
And buying his jersey, etc. And I was like, all right. And he goes, he's like, yeah. Hillman, he won't be back with the team until after the holiday break because he's injured right now.
Yeah.
And I go, all right. I go, well, that jersey's for Scotty anyway. And Kyle goes, well, fuck Scotty then. He doesn't get a note.
He's not wrong.
And I was like, whoa. And you can tell him that. I was like, all right. So I told you. And then, yeah. And we got socks, too.
Yeah, the socks are what I
like, he's like, do you want socks? And I was like, sure. Like, why wouldn't I want socks?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know. Are you going to use them? I'm like, what if I just show up to a game wearing like a full uniform? Like I've got pants. The pants have my pants. I believe still have suspenders. Just throw in a pair of pants. They'll put the Gonchar jersey and the socks on and wear a pair of black tennis shoes.
Make you just happen. Need is like red duct tape to do the stripe, red and yellow duct tape to stripe down the side, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Make this happen.
Good times.
Yeah, 5-game winning streak for the boys.
Yeah, they've only let up 5 goals in that 5-game winning streak. So yeah. Defense doing great.
Playing well.
Yeah. What else? I had to work today. I was kind of lame.
What do you got going on? I mean, you in a week from now, you will be here.
I will be, like, next to that seat there.
I'm gonna have to make the picture wider here so I can fit a second seat.
Exactly. So we'll do that, and it'll be a great time. And then, then we fly.
Are we allowed to record ourselves, or do we have to have somebody else on the show?
I don't know. I think we record ourselves.
We could do one singular recording, just us, our camera.
Yeah, that'd be great. Good.
Just making sure. Skype will be like, you have to call somebody else. God damn it.
Well, we'll have to call the other two, and then we'll just record and until they jump on.
All right. So. I hope so. I hope that works.
Yeah, then big hockey weekend coming up. Not this weekend, but next weekend. 2 Black Bears games, a Hershey Bears game, and then on Saturday afternoon, Stevenson's playing in the afternoon. They're D3 team, so we might go up and watch them play, too.
Wow.
At the Reisterstown
Bears, too.
Yeah, Hershey Bears, Sunday.
Whoa.
Hashtag we are also Bears.
Nice. That's my team name.
Yeah. So, good times, great memories. And then, it's pretty much just getting prepared for that and packing all the shit that we need for gifts and stuff like that. Oh, it's a tremendous event.
I'm sure.
Boy, we're all tired today.
Wow.
All tired. This is why it's going to be kind of a short show.
A hidden in-and-out show.
In and out, yeah, like the burger place. But we do have to talk about some things.
Okay.
I did put a Patreon pick up there. That's and one good. one person replied.
Great.
So I guess.
So we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that. So we have a Patreon. We have a Patreon. Patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. We're going to bound to be putting more stuff up sooner or later. Maybe. We'll see. In any case, you can be like all the people who give, like Trista, Mark, Damon, Matthew, Chris, Mitch, Kevin, Jeff, Brian, Ethan, Angela, and Sean. They contribute. You can to patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. We talked about this on Voxer, Johnny, when this whole SB Nation thing went down. So if you're not familiar with the SB Nation stuff, apparently SB Nation is for a couple years has been trying to figure out their business plan and change the business model, because who knew having random people with random byline names, not a great business thing if you're trying to make it in the corporate world. So in California, they passed a law where contracted people, if you live in the state of California, contracted people have to, or if you want to write for something, you have to be contracted directly by the head company and not be freelanced off. Some shit like that. So that means a lot of the people in the blogosphere for SB Nation who do things for all the California teams are affected. They're going to be replaced in March by contracted people from Vox Media. People who live in California but blog about other teams are going to be affected. So even if you live in California, there's someone who lives in California but blogs for the Arkansas Razorbacks. They're going to be let go because of this new law. So
wasn't the law more directed at like Uber and Lyft? Because I think they're like, it's pretty much any company that has a bunch of contractors. So like they were basically trying to make Uber have employees and not contractors. And in that mix up or in that lull or whatever the word I'm really looking for, it kind of caught SB Nation in that net as well.
Yeah, SB is in this because all their people are not employees. They're independent contractors for writing. So it comes into that whole chestnut of if you're an independent contractor, blah, blah, blah. So It seems that everybody who lives. All right, so I'm looking at the Thank You California, which I found weird. I was looking when I go to SB Nation sites. I'm like, what does this even mean? I didn't read it because I don't like reading. So 2020 California team blogs are an established system with hundreds of contractors to a new one run by a team of new SB Nation employees. So employees of SB Nation will be running the California blogs. Rather than contracted people. So it's part of the California's new independent contractor law, which goes into effect January 1st, made it impossible for us, and I guess it's the independent contractors, to continue with the current California team structure because it restricts contractors from producing more than 35 written contact submissions per year. To comply with the new law, we will not be replacing California contractors with contractors from other states. Rather, we encourage any contractors interested in one of our newly created full-time or part-time employee positions to apply.
Yes, all 12 of them.
All 12 of them. So, I mean, for the hockey side of things, I mean, your Kings blogs, your Ducks blogs, your Sharks blogs going to be affected. I think basketball is one of the bigger ones. Sacramento and Golden State and both LA teams and all this
football,
other stuff.
Apparently Niners Nation or whatever it was a huge thing.
Right. Yeah, Niners was a huge thing. And you know, I forgot there was like two other teams in LA. But I guess this
Not for long.
Well,
are the Chargers moving to, or the Rams? Who's moving to Vegas this summer?
Oakland.
Oh, okay.
The Raiders.
Yeah. They won't be there anymore.
Yeah. They out. So we're gonna see more and more of this. I guarantee you this.
Oh yeah, this is a slippery slope that's just started.
Yeah, and as more states get involved in this, and it's gonna be interesting to see how people react to it. And of course, on Monday, everyone did solidarity by posting up the same handwritten note, pretty much verbatim, on every one of the SB Nation NHL sites. Saying, oh, in respect, we're going to not do anything today. And
why I'm not writing for SB Nation?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not going to write any articles today. In solidarity. Oh, you got a free day off before Christmas. Congratulations.
Great work.
Good work. You did it.
Yeah.
You tripped the system.
Half the people I know that work for SB Nation are full of themselves anyway. So.
Right, exactly. And that's just it. Guess what? If we lose one or two of them, not a big loss. Not a huge fucking loss whatsoever. But it is kind of one of those things where now it's almost reverting back to what it was before, where everyone's going to have a blog and everyone can have their take and they're still not going to be paid, but at least they're doing it on their own time. So, I mean, that's an upside.
It is what it is. It's
sure.
This was the general progression of
new
all
media.
Of these conglomerate sets of bloggers who think that they can run a business without actually having to pay for running a business.
Right, exactly.
So the truth of the matter is that a lot of people maybe at this point are like, hey, guess what? You can't just run a business by hiring contractors and not paying for health insurance or anything because that's right. Part of running a business.
Guess what? You guys have to take some liability too. So
this is actually pretty I'm surprised that this didn't happen earlier is the
right.
Best way that I'm going to say that. I'm surprised that it's actually gone this long.
And I'm kind of surprised it's California, not someplace like New York or another like super unionized state.
Well, California is decently liberal.
Yeah, that's why I went to unionized. Yeah. And I half said liberal. I'm like, well, fuck, New York's liberal, too.
Yeah.
so, yeah, it's interesting that California is the first one to do it. But, yeah, now it's time to see what happens. I mean, Deadspin hasn't updated in months because of all their writers walking out. Wonder if any of them found new jobs yet.
They're writing for The Athletic Deadspin.
That'd be great. Why I joined The Athletic Deadspin.
Could The Athletic branch out to other mediums now and not be, like, sports-centric? Or does The Athletic get caught up in this same net? Because are they just contractors or are they employees of the Athletic?
I believe they are employees. They are paid employees.
See, the Athletic might have already been ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Plus, I think they're based in Toronto, so that's even an international weird set of laws, too.
Jerks.
right? So I'm wondering, yeah, I don't know if they'll branch out, because then you get into a big thing where it's just like, oh God, we're going to have like 17 different athletic sites.
That's fine. If you just pay $5 a month for everything.
That's true. It becomes really great. Everyone starts to subscribe.
I don't think anybody that's paying for it would care if they just tack on more things. Now, if they tack on more things and it becomes a $15 a month subscription, or yeah, you can subscribe to one or the other type of thing.
To an a la carte.
Yeah.
Be great.
I don't pay for it because I don't poop enough. I mean, I don't have time to read the articles.
You can, like, if you're at home, you can open your laptop or your phone and do it. But
oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Not just for the bathroom anymore.
Didn't realize. I thought that you only I thought you only read articles on your phone while you were pooping.
Yeah.
My bad.
My bad. Anyway. So, yeah, we're going to see a new blogosphere, everybody. Hope you're ready.
Blogosphere 2.0.
Yeah, hockey blogosphere 2.0. Hope you guys are ready for it.
I can't wait until it just goes back to independent podcasters like we've been doing for 20 years.
Right, exactly.
We'll be ahead of the curve for the second time.
About time, Jesus. Finally did it. Finally, it's circular. Everything comes back around again.
Oh, speaking of that, Colin said that he's going to put us on the ice during intermission of one of the games while you're here.
That's so I heard. What are we going to do? We're going to do karaoke?
I think we're going to shoot a hockey puck toward a goal.
I hope we do a show. He lets us do a show on the ice.
On the ice?
Yeah,
during intermission. A five-minute hit. We can get Alex down.
There we go. Five-minute
hit. Bring
Alex
down, have a three-microphone hit with a PR.
And then we have to dodge Zambonis. That's all we got to do.
Then we got to pick up the equipment as quickly as possible and get off the ice.
We'll have to talk to Sean and see where he gets his wireless mics. Be great. So anyway, that's our Patreon pick.
Yeah.
Stuff on the ice.
Yeah, I think that's the beginning of the end.
Yeah. Thank God.
At least for those types of things, like. Oh well.
I'm all for it. Like, ugh. First off, pay the people. Second off, pay for their insurance. Be a corporation, you sons of bitches.
First off, pay the people.
Yeah.
Show them money.
And then go from there.
Second of all, if they didn't act like they were actually really cool, and they're not,
nope.
I would have more sympathy for some of the SB Nation bloggers that we know.
Yeah. But we don't.
I don't. Now you can only have half a shitty personality when you don't want to talk to us. However, we'll talk to us when we're friends with Greg and Chuck.
Exactly. Sounds about right. Although those guys aren't SB Nation guys either. Not anymore. 328. They never were.
No. The other guys. The Los Angeles trip.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, that prick.
Yeah. Not listening, fucking cardboard personality.
Yeah, I don't care. The 328 guys I find interesting. I find them interesting.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's the easiest way that I can say that without pissing people off.
We do respect Sean Leahy. However, I don't respect any of the takes that his website has.
Wow.
What
did he do this time?
So NBC Sports puts out their NHL Team of the Decade.
Okay. Is this before or after they suspended Jeremy Roenick?
After.
Perfect.
Which we will get to, don't worry.
Okay.
After we get to ripping on Sean Leahy's and his crew's fucking top 10 list. Where's your Twitter, you sons of bitches?
I was watching the NHL Network doing their top 10 of 2019.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting for the top 10 of the decade stuff. I'm sure that's coming out.
You have to hope. But Pro Hockey Talk, like I said, did did their thing. And, God, what a bad, by the way, bad name for a blog.
Why?
Pro Hockey Talk?
No. Is it that all of their blog names, though?
Yeah, Pro Blank Talk. Pro, it started with Pro Football Talk. I'm like, okay, that's
Pro Blank Talk.
Yeah. Pro NASCAR Talk. December 23rd.
I watched bowling today.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah, the PBA Tour Championship was on.
Nice.
Bowling is a weird format to me.
Yeah?
Where it, like, ladders up. Where,
yeah, like, step ladder.
Yeah. So it's basically like the number one seed played really, really well in order to get the number one seed and then didn't play for 4 hours. And they're like, hey, you got one game to win the championship. Make it happen.
Yeah, make it work.
I'm like, ha! Interesting.
All right. All right, I can't find it anymore. They either took it down or it was on another site. So they did the
they
top
knew they 10. Were, we were going to talk about it. That's why they, I lay, yeah. took it down.
They got rid of their – they gave their decade team. They put Zdeno Chara on that list, and then they also put didn't put Patrick Kane on the list. Patrick Kane, who I actually did the stats for, in this decade has more points than anybody else in the NHL.
Wow.
So.
I think it was Alan May that said that his all-decade team was Ovi, Crosby, and Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Dowdy and Duncan Keith, maybe, for the defense. And I think Lundqvist was his goalie. Something like that.
So Pro Hockey talked to the top 10 players of the decade, and they did their all-decade team. So on that team, in alphabetical order, forwards Nick Backstrom, Patrice Bergeron, Crosby, Marian Hossa, Patrick Kane, Phil Kessel, Kopitar, Malkin, Patrick Marleau, Alex Ovechkin, Steve Stamkos, and Joe Thornton.
Okay.
Defense, Zdeno Chara, Drew Doughty, Victor Hedman, Eric Karlsson, Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook. Goaltenders, Corey Crawford, Jonathan Quick.
Interesting.
That's some bad goaltending.
That is bad goaltending.
I don't think Brent...
I'm not sure that Seabrook would make my list.
No, I don't think Marleau would make my list either.
Our team. Did Connor McDavid not play enough?
I guess not. List? But here's the thing.
Are they trying to actually make lines?
Here's the fucked up part. Is that he didn't make the all-decade team, but he made the top 10 players in the decade.
Interesting. These lists are so damn hard, though.
I guess. I thought you were going to say this.
You could go straight points, right? And then you'd have like a like legitimate, like, eh, well, that's the way it was. But you could also. Yeah. See, decade teams. I don't know. I think that they're a hard thing to work with. They're like the NHL 100 team is like super hard to work with for me.
Right.
Because how do you put all those people together? Like, the NFL is doing that right now with their 100 years, I guess, of being an NFL. I don't know. There's part of me that just thinks those lists are to be debatable. Like, they're just literally to have people talk about them.
Right. That's right. It's the NHL and NBC that had the top 10 players of the decade. So this is part of Pro Hockey Talk. So remember the all-decade team.
5th of November.
Right. Remember the all-decade team. Did not include Connor McDavid, did not include Henrik Lundqvist. Top 10 players of the decade, according to the Pro Hockey Talk crew, contains Connor McDavid, contains Henrik Lundqvist, doesn't contain Patrick Kane. It goes Crosby, Ovechkin, Karlsson, Bergeron, McDavid, Malkin, Lundqvist, Kopitar, Stamkos, and Chara. That is...
I don't know how you boil down an entire decade to 10 people, either.
No. But how do you have a guy in your top 10 players of the decade, but not as your all-decade team? That's confusing to me.
So, Lundqvist not making the all-decade team doesn't make sense to me.
No.
But I can see if they were saying that there were three better centers than Connor McDavid, that the All-Decade team doesn't have a fourth line. I mean, sure. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to actually make lines and trying to have left wings, right wings, and centers.
He has played five seasons. So he played half of the decade.
I don't know how you don't have Connor McDavid on your list.
No, me neither.
He's playing on a shitty Edmonton team, but he's been absolutely fantastic in the first 5 years of his career.
People were talking about MVP every single year, even with the shit Edmonton teams. That's what I don't get.
I don't know.
Yeah, so then NBC got grilled for all that, not having Patrick Kane on this list because he is, you know, three Stanley Cups, leading point scorer. But I guess with the other...
They might have taken sexual accusations into account.
Sure.
Maybe. Who knows?
I think
beating up cabbies, that's probably negative points.
Yeah, the whole rape thing that put on him. He got ranked 15th, and it was his problems off the ice will always detract that and be a part of his story. But it's like...
Okay.
Sure.
But you're not rating them as people.
No, you're rating him as all-decade playing.
Best hockey players.
Yeah, best hockey players.
Yeah, so his off-ice issues don't really matter. It didn't stop him from playing hockey.
No.
If that's the context that you're looking at it in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that they don't matter, because they do matter. But they don't matter in this context of the top hockey players of the decade.
Right. So, yeah, that's what's up with that.
Oh, well. Like I said, I think those lists are just made so that people will talk about them.
Right, exactly. It's clickbait. It's new fashion clickbait.
I'm going to make a list.
Make a list. Check it twice. Staying with NBC.
Top 10 beers I've drank during the show.
There you go. Today.
Of the decade.
So here's what we're at now. Jeremy Roenick's making comments about things.
Oh, no. Oh, he's come out and said more things, or you're just talking about his original comment?
I'm just talking about the original thing.
Oh, okay.
So Jeremy Roenick has been suspended from NBC for any inappropriate comments that he made during the Spit and Chicklets podcast on Barstool Sports. Which, by the way, the fact that that Spit and Chicklets is a more popular show than us, I understand why, because hockey bros.
Right. And we're
definitely not hockey bros. So on the podcast, Roenick discussed, and this is from Steve Wino of the AP. On the podcast, Roenick discussed a vacation to Portugal with his wife and Catherine Tappan of NBC, where he made repeated references to the NBC anchor's appearance and joked about the possibility of the three of them having sex together. Roenick said they went on vacation together because his wife Tracy and Tappan are good friends. When another resort guest asked about the situation, Roenick recalled, "I played off like we were going to bed together every night, the three of us. If it really came to fruition, that'd be good, but it's never going to happen," Roenick said. He then said that Catherine Tappan was one of the most professional sports personalities he knows, and he also called Patrick Sharp so beautiful and said that, "I think I'd have to think about it if he asked me. I wouldn't say no right away," alluding to the gay sex. And then he seemed to contrast Sharp's appearance with his and Anson Carter, to which Roenick said, "It's good to have a beautiful face that talks well, that knows the game, because it's totally the opposite when me and Anson get on there." So, your thoughts. There's a lot to unpack in this.
There's a lot to unpack. One, this is our Barstool Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bro hockey podcast.
Hosted by some guy from Boston, Ryan Whitney, and Paul Bissonnette.
Right. So, you know that not a single person on that entire podcast thought that anything was wrong with what they were talking about. Because no one cut it out after the fact. I mean, we've cut stuff out after the fact.
Yes.
So, that in itself, I think, is a problem.
That's very true. That's a good point.
I think that because nobody on that even thought that was a problem at all is like the big issue. I will also say that, like, so I've actually read a bunch of comments about all of these things. I want to feel what Twitter is feeling, because Twitter is a cesspool of life. So I want to feel what the dregs of Twitter are bringing up in situations. And the overriding comment that comes from Twitter is that how this is unacceptable at any job that you would have. And I think that that is false. I think that's a false statement. I think that people get away with this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People get away with this in a joking manner. No one gives a shit. And the only reason that this occurred and is out there is because, one, it was recorded, and two, it was Jeremy Roenick, who is on a NBC broadcast, and the Don Cherry witch hunt is still continuing. Did he say anything that was wrong? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he sure did. But I think that we've gotten to the point in hockey where everybody is actually getting to see the old boys network that is in hockey. That the people within hockey don't see anything wrong with this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest issue of this entire thing, is that Roenick and Bissonnette, and they just didn't see anything wrong with this friendly banter back and forth. I will say that society's changed as well.
Yes.
Because you have the Man Show that occurred, what, 10 years ago? And there's quite literally zero chance that that would occur any longer.
I would say 15 years ago. I think it was 15 the early 2000s. Ago.
Like, that in itself seems to be this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Is at least from what the vibe that I'm getting. I haven't listened to it. I don't plan on listening to it, nor do I care about listening to it. But it seems like it's that kind of vibe where maybe the hosts are even egging them on. You know?
That's true.
I didn't listen to it. All I have are the articles.
Mm-hmm.
So, was he joking? Yeah. Sure. You can tell by reading in the transcript that he was joking the entire time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you probably don't joke around about something like that.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. I think that at this point, if you were in hockey or any type of sports and you are saying things that could be borderline, it's probably time to stop. If you in any way, shape, or form care about your job, I mean, maybe you just want a podcast and then that's the way it goes. You know, you get fired, you get a podcast. You get a podcast, you get a podcast, you get a podcast, you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, like, I don't know. This is probably something that is funny locker room talk that ended up on a show and was totally inappropriate if anybody else had ever heard it, even when you were talking about it in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is what it is at this point.
Yeah. Now, the fact that people were defending Roenick, I'm like, they should have suspended him for being a bad broadcaster. Like, he's not good on TV. This is a nice way for them to get out and be like, oh, thank God, now we can finally...
The other really funny part was that, like, one in three people were like, God, why couldn't it have been Pierre?
Jesus. Yeah, no, hockey culture and the people who listen to... Obviously, the people who listen to Spit and Chicklets or do anything Barstool does are obviously going to be shrouded in, hey, that's toxic masculinity, which in some cases it is. But in a situation like this where you're, even if you're joking about a threesome like that, always act like you're being recorded. I think it was Pat McAfee takes the thing where always act like you're, even in public, you're like you're being recorded, because odds are you might be. So, especially when there's a podcast and there's a microphone in front of you,
you're probably being recorded.
You're probably being recorded. So,
yeah,
just
that was a guy showing off to a bunch of other guys and not realizing that that was going to go out everywhere in the world.
Essentially. Not realizing. Ugh.
I don't know.
It's a dumb thing for him to do, let's be honest.
It's dumb, and it's good that he was suspended because Catherine Tappan's doing a lot of really good things to promote women in sports throughout this entireness. And even if Catherine Tappan found this to be a joke and was like, yeah, that's how we joke around, she can't come out and say that in public because everything that she's doing is in the total opposite direction of that comment.
Yeah.
So, like, even her statement, I think, basically said, like, Jeremy and I are still good friends, but what he said was inappropriate.
Right, exactly. So, good on her.
Yeah. She's done well. Rebecca Lowe. Like, there is some Katie Nolan. Like, there are some really, like, prominent women in sports now that are doing extremely good things. So yeah, I don't know. It's, I don't know.
It's a great time to be alive.
I'm surprised we've made it this long.
Well, the key thing is no one listens to us.
Perfect.
There's that. We do have a Q&A. I put out there, hey, we're doing an Ask Me Anything, and then obviously everyone else was out on Christmas vacation. We got a lot of questions from our boy Chris.
All right.
Let's run those down.
Let's rock them out.
Rock them out, and we'll end the show. Go home.
I'm home.
If I go home, we'll just turn off
the... I'm going to go to my parents. Is that what you mean? Because yeah, I've been referring to their house as mine the entire night.
Congratulations on your second property.
Thanks.
All right, so Chris's bullet fire of questions. I don't know what that means, bullet fire. That was stupid of me. Rapid fire. But they're not really rapid. When will we see you beautiful bastards on video again?
Oh.
My New Year's resolution is to be better at video editing. And then we could put up like best of like the week or best of the month compilations.
I did get some free camera software. I wonder if there's video editing software in there that I can like send you the code.
I found a free video one that I was able to put up I put up on the Patreon the visual effect for the seasonal jerseys.
All right.
So, and maybe we do like full video shows on Patreon. Maybe that's it. Maybe we do the guest hits or like the best of month on the YouTube, and then Patreon, you pay $1 a month, you get something.
I mean, we could always go back to the OBS studio. I mean, that worked out okay with Hangouts in the beginning, right? Or no? Yeah.
Well, then it started to, I think, fucking lag us. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. It would be interesting. It would be nice to figure out a way that we could get back to live. I think a lot of people liked live.
Yeah. Well, we all did. Do we deserve Christmas carols, perhaps accompanied with acoustic guitar, or are we too naughty this year? I hate Christmas music.
I despise Christmas music.
Not a huge fan. Not great.
I actually stopped listening to radio stations around Christmas and just listened to the Hootie and the Blowfish CD on repeat.
Smart. Yeah, I can't deal with it at all. So, no, you don't deserve anything this year. Define yeet. False answers only. You know what yeet is?
I have no idea what yeet is.
All right, well, then you can answer what yeet is truthfully.
Yeet?
Y-E-E-T.
Yeet. It just sounds like a misspelling of yeast.
Nope. Cool. It's not at all. Well, okay, that's a good answer, because that's the wrong answer.
I have no idea what yeet means.
I'll tell you after I tell my wrong answers. Yeet is just wheat that is closer to the end of its lifespan. Yeet. So yeet, Johnny, is the act of it's a millennial term for the act of throwing something with power for power and distance. You know how people go Kobe and then shoot something into a trash basket?
No.
Okay, well then. So
so one, we figured out that I'm not a millennial.
I think we figured out you also, because that was a Chappelle bit.
Basketball person.
That was a Chappelle bit too.
No idea. The only thing that I will do is when something really cool happens and somebody like loses, I go game blouses. That I'll throw out there as a zinger because people like only some people will get it and they're probably my age.
But people who go Kobe is for finesse. If you throw something, it's for finesse. Whereas yeet, you're doing power. You go yeet as you throw something for distance. I hated it at first, and I used it ironically, and now it's my favorite word ever.
Okay.
I'll do it at every turn that I can do.
See, I always thought that was cake.
No.
Going for distance and going for speed,
no,
it was cake.
I'm not all alone, though. So his next question is it better to yeet and live long enough or live long enough that you become yeeted? I think it's better to yeet, if I do say so myself.
Yeet sounds like something that you tried to squeeze out a fart, but it wasn't, and you yeeted. Like, you drank a bunch of IPA or something, and you were like, yeah, I'm just going to fart, and you end up yeeting your pants. Like, that, I feel like, is closer.
Interesting definition.
Like, that's the way I would use yeet. It's both powerful and for distance.
So there you go.
Oh, wow. I have no idea. I'm so out of touch in life. And I'm okay with that, actually.
Let's see what Urban Dictionary says yeet means.
Oh, man.
Oh, dictionary.com has yeet. So dictionary.com says yeet is an exclamation of excitement, approval, surprise, or all-around energy, often as issued when doing a dance move or throwing something.
What in the flying fuck is going on here? Like, can we not use the English language anymore? Do we have to, like, make up words to, like, shorten shit now because you can't get your thoughts out fast enough?
Yeet! Yes,
That's probably something that was, like, made up on, like, anime, and now it's become mainstream.
Oh, so you're playing with the Asians for it.
Well, I mean, it could have been a video game as well.
Hey, I'm not blaming the Asians. What is the origin? Please tell me there's an origin. There is an origin story.
Okay, origin story.
An Urban Dictionary entry from 2008 defined yeet as an excited exclamation, particularly in sports or in the sexual context. Another defined yeet as an expression of approval, a la that's what I'm talking about, yeet. Yeet then appeared to be an organic interjection. It doesn't sound too dissimilar, after all, from explanations of yes or I. Then the term spread as a dance in the black social media culture in February 2014. Several people are credited for the dance, including famous YouTuber Malik Fully Love, who calls out yeet as he does his move with personal flourish.
Yeet like a synonym of skeet?
No, see, skeet is when you
skeet. That's what I was thinking.
Fair enough. I guess that makes sense because it would go with the first definition of sexual context.
No, I was thinking skeet, probably.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, but the definition where they say yeet, it's like skeet if you skeet it too soon.
Oh, yeah.
As to skeet too soon.
Skeet. I've shot skeet before.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You also shot at clay pigeons. So, Johnny, to yeet or not to yeet? That is the question.
Whoa. I mean, now that I guess I know the real definition, I feel like yeeting is a great thing. It's what people should strive for in life.
I'll put it to you this way, something you might. Uncle Phil yeeted Jazz all the time.
He did throw him for distance and for speed.
Yeet. And two more questions.
Who knew that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air would come back up tonight?
Right. Last two questions. Am I drunk or hallucinating from a fever? I'd say both.
I mean, what's the difference?
Right, exactly. And finally, how is Big Stan recovering from bionic repair?
That's a real question.
Yeah, that's the realest question we've gotten. Aside from the video thing. But we love Chris for submitting to these the questions because
video killed the video star.
Exactly. Stan's doing good. He's doing fine. I talked to him today. He's doing all right. He's supposed to get his shoulder replaced. I don't know if that's going anytime soon or not. We'll see.
What is that? Two knees and a shoulder now?
No. One knee. He had to get the one knee redone.
Oh.
Because the implant didn't take.
Uh oh.
And right. he got an infection. So, and then in his shoulder. So it's gonna be one spine, because he's got plates in his back, and then the knee replacement, and then the shoulder replacement. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Literally. Thank you, Stryker. So, yeah. He's been doing all right. So, thank you, Chris, for that. And thus concludes the end of our show. We've done it. Done non-denominational extravaganza. Talked very little hockey because they're on holiday break. So, what do we care?
They are on holiday break. The World Juniors start tomorrow, though.
Yes, and so does the Spengler Cup.
Nice.
So, all the hockey tournaments. U.S. against Canada, first game.
Yeah, that's a way to wait, some way fireworks to kick off the night.
Right. There you go. All right. Well, Johnny, get some shout-outs. Last show of the decade / year.
Last show of the decade. We've been doing a show this entire decade.
Yeah.
So I'll give a shout-out to the I didn't do any math, but quick math would say that we did about 5,000 shows in the decade.
Probably not.
Probably thinking it's closer to 500 shows.
Yeah.
So it's just a zero. I always get those mundane details mixed up.
Hey, what's a zero between friends, right?
So I'm going to say we've done, with Scotty doing 72 podcasts a week, I'm going to say that we've done over 600 podcasts in the past 10 years, which is good stuff. Good stuff. We've, taking it to the community. Give a shout out to the Black Bears for taking us in as one of their own. And yeah, I give a shout out to you and Mark and Lyle for putting up with us each week. I mean, we still do it. We've got nothing real bad going on. So, I mean, nothing that anybody is going to get fired over. No threesomes, is what I'm saying.
No.
So, yeah.
Be weird. Yeah.
So.
Perfect. We did.
Got it going on.
Stacey's mom?
Stacey's mom.
Ah, boy.
All right. Well, yeah.
All right.
Good stuff.
Well, yeah. Shout out to
you in a week.
Yes. Yeah, no. Shout out to you early for giving us the space to hang out. Yeah, shout out to everybody for listening for this decade. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been a fun time for all. Thanks to Johnny and Mark for sticking around. Well, Johnny for sticking around for this decade. Mark for sticking around for, if we add it all up, 5 years.
For half a decade. For the first half of the decade.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride. Here's hoping for more. And then, like I said, this year, 2020, try to be better on video. Try to be better on putting more Patreon stuff up. Just doing crap. It's just motivation. It's all of that. That's all it is. It's just.
We'll never really know how 2020 worked out until we look back at it.
Exactly. 2021 at least. We'll need another 367 some days to figure it out.
Obviously. So you have to look back at 2020.
Are showing a leap year this year, next year?
Is it?
I don't know. No, it doesn't look like it. That's, yeah, leap days on a Sunday. That's garbage. Anyway, I think it's on a Sunday. No, it's on a, I can't do fucking math. It's on a Saturday. Even worse. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's all. For Johnny P, I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Uncle Scotty and Cousin Johnny's non-denominational holiday extravaganza, part of the Face Off Hockey Show media faction, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Go to the twitter.com/FOHS radio, facebook.com/FOHS radio, and instagram.com/FOHS radio. Until we meet again for another year, stay safe, have fun, and we'll see you in 2020, folks. Peace.